Hello, this is Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we are joined by Rosalind Perini of the SLO County Library and Denise Furry of the Cuesta College Library discussing the Cuesta Book of the Year. Welcome, ladies.
Good afternoon.
This Cuesta Book of the Year is a pretty amazing event. How many years have you been doing it?
This is our seventh year, so yeah, it's been a while.
And the San Luis Obispo County Library has been in partnership with Cuesta Library for the last 4 years.
Right.
Now, this kind of activity is modeled on things that go on in other communities, like One City Reads, Book of the Year kind of thing.
Right. We call it SLO Reads, and it's an opportunity for the entire community, college students and general citizens alike, to come together and have a shared reading experience.
There are a variety of events coming up, but I do want to highlight the fact that there will be an author visit on March 26th at the Cuesta Performing Arts Center, and it would be the author Kevin Powers of Yellow Birds, who is an Iraqi war veteran, so that's pretty exciting. What are some of the activities that are going to be happening around the county leading up to the author visit?
Well, at the public library, we're having some film programs, a lot of book discussions at various branch libraries, and then we're also having some community events with special programs. We're having Jim Galvez is going to be visiting a couple of our libraries. He's a Vietnam War vet who's going to share photographs and experiences. We're going to have Ann Kellogg doing an art therapy program with adults. And all kinds of exciting things.
Now, these events are free to the public.
Everyone's welcome. Indeed.
Do they happen at a certain time of day, or does it depend?
It depends. So if you can visit our website at www.slowlibrary.org, you can find out dates and times.
And Denise, there's some films going on and also workshops. What's going on at Cuesta itself?
Right. Well, first of all, we're really pleased to get Kevin Powers to come. He evidently, this is a debut novel. It's been met with lots of acclaim, various awards. He doesn't do the talking circuit too much, but he was intrigued by our community in terms that we were trying to connect with vets and veterans themes and how to help vets. So that evidently convinced him that he wanted to come here all the way from Virginia. So tickets for his event are $5 unless you're a vet or a student. And in that instance, they're free. You just have to call us, and I can give you the number, 805-546-3190. And that would be to reserve your free ticket if you're a vet or a student. So that's the leadoff is Kevin. He'll be doing a Q&A kind of thing with one of our instructors, our English instructor, Roz, you know, Tom Pichel. Mm-hmm. Who is also a vet. So they'll be talking in front of our audience in the auditorium, and then he'll do a book signing after that. And you can buy the book there if you don't already have it as well.
How did you make contact with the author, and who does that? Is it the Cuesta Foundation, or how does that happen?
Well, we can't tell you all of our secrets.
It takes a village.
Actually, we have a committee. Roz is on the committee with me and about 12 other people. It's part of a Book of the Year committee that comes out of Cuesta's Academic Senate, and we try each year to review all the suggestions that we get from people. Our focus is on current literature, fiction or nonfiction, where the author is willing to come at an affordable price, and then we like to pick a topic that's a little bit hard. Like this is, I don't usually read about war. We like to pick a topic that will engage our community college students and our public at large and maybe think about something from another perspective or think about something a little hard.
That committee process, is it smooth or sometimes rough? Do people have strong opinions?
I think we're a pretty agreeable lot.
We're pretty consensus driven.
Yeah.
A lot depends on, you know, the availability of the authors and the speaker fees, et cetera.
Right.
You probably have to do that months in advance.
We really are working on a year-round cycle now. So while Kevin will be here at the end of March, probably, you know, by April, we'll already be culling some of those suggestions that people give us. We try to come up with a theme we haven't used before, and again, something that we can play off in the community.
On this show last month, I interviewed Jim Galvez and Tom Pachel about veterans' issues and about their experience, and it was gripping, not only because of Jim's experience as a corpsman in a hospital in Vietnam, but going over to Tom, he was in one of the Gulf Wars as a Marine, and their experience spanned almost a generation, and yet a lot of the issues they talked about were shared and similar, and I know a lot of what they're trying to do is help veterans and their families cope better and have more productive lives. That's a big issue in the news. I imagine that had something to do with your choice.
It did. I mean, the fact that the community can come together to read and think about and discuss issues around veterans, I think it's just a consciousness raising for all of us.
And kind of dovetailing with that, this last fall, Cuesta was designated a military-friendly school, a military-friendly institution by Victory Media, who is a nonprofit that connects veterans with institutions that have pledged a certain amount of resources to help them. So we have a newly opened veterans center on campus. We have a collection of books and media that we purchase to support veterans and their families, trying to, you know, take the veil off of who are our veterans, what do they need, what are their families like, what do they need.
Can we talk a little bit about the book itself, the author's experience, and I'm going to read from the poster. It says, a novel written by a veteran of the war in Iraq, Yellow Birds is the harrowing story of two young soldiers trying to stay alive. Yellow Birds has received a 2013 Penn Hemingway Award for first fiction. Probably pretty rare, too, to have such acclaim for a first novelist. Tell us a little bit about the book, if you can.
It's just a very beautifully written, not an easy topic, but a beautifully written account of two young soldiers who meet in basic training and then go off to war in Iraq and face all kinds of things many of us can't even imagine, and then the aftermath when only one of them returns home.
Spoiler alert.
So it is a very contemporary story, and the Yellow Birds comes from an Army marching song, I gather.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes. What would you like veterans in particular, or veterans and their families, their caregivers, what would you like to convey to them through this radio show and other publicity?
Well, we'd really like to invite them to attend any of these free events. We, you know, want them to participate. We'd love to have them on campus, know about what Cuesta has to offer. One of the activities that we have on the same day that Kevin Powers is speaking, this is earlier in the day, as a panel discussion, this will be focusing on PTSD, which is a hard topic, and not limited to veterans, military veterans, but other folks have it too. And this will be a free workshop with a physician who's spoken on campus before to try to let people know, how do you help those with PTSD cope? How do you look for some of their indicators that they're having a hard time coping, whether it's agitation, sitting at the back of the room, up against the door, looking at the rest of the room, or whatever? We'll have a panel of two or three veterans from Cuesta, and they'll be sharing some of their experiences. Lunch will be provided for free, so we'd like to see a variety of people attending that.
Yeah, I'd also like to mention we're going to be showing a very powerful documentary about PTSD called Halfway Home, and that's going to be shown at the San Luis Obispo Library and then also at the Fair Oaks Theater in Arroyo Grande. So that's a very powerful thing to view and discuss.
Documentary, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm noticing from the poster, it's at the Fair Oaks Theater. It's Saturday, March 21st at 11 a.m., and then at the San Luis Obispo Central Library, Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m.
And we're also really lucky. The San Luis Obispo showing on the 25th, Wednesday the 25th at 6 p.m., will also have a short film by two young filmmakers from Cambria, the Plummer Brothers, Kyle and Carlos. And they are very cool. They're high school students. They've kind of already launched a career on doing documentaries. And they're going to appear with their family there as well. And so that will be a short film. I believe it's about 20 minutes, and that's called Welcome Home Military Heroes, and it's about an organization that does just that, meets vets at the airport, you know, takes, you know, kind of celebrates them, takes them back to their house, helps them with shopping or whatever they need to re-enter.
Again, speaking as a librarian, I think one of the dangers or threats of modern life is the haste in which we live, the transitory nature of the information we get, and it's so helpful and healthful when you have activities or artistic products where you can sit and discuss something, such as a movie or a book. It's probably for many people a sort of an unburdening, if you will, or a healthy thing to do, to get it out there, and maybe it, I don't know, helps quell some of the demons.
Well, and that really leads into another workshop that we wanted to mention. I don't think we've brought this one up yet. This is a writer's workshop for veterans, and this is also free. This will be Saturday, March 21st, and it's in a very tranquil setting, the San Luis Obispo Botanical Gardens, which is across the street from the main SLO campus of Cuesta. And again, our friend and colleague, Tom Pichel, who is a Cuesta instructor, he's also the advisor for veterans on campus. He'll be leading this writing workshop. He's published poetry and short stories on his own war experiences. And this will be a 4 or 5 hour session with writing, meditation, walk in the garden, and lunch served as well. For that, you do need to register. It is for vets and their immediate families, adult family members. And for that, you can call Carolyn at Cuesta, 546-3190.
This is Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we are joined by Rosalind Perini, Regional Manager for the SLO County Library, and Denise Forey, Cuesta College Library, and they are publicizing the Cuesta Book of the Year, which is a partnership with Cuesta College and the San Luis Obispo County Library. Earlier, we were talking about some of the goals of this Cuesta Book of the Year. One thing that struck me as particularly poignant was encouraging people to see the world from a different perspective, for example, from a veteran's point of view. What do you think about that? Is it a challenge to do that? Are people eager to look at different viewpoints?
I think as a society, we've really evolved. I think, you know, we all learned quite a bit from the Vietnam experience, and I think we're all better at thinking about the perspective of veterans, but there's always room for growth and improvement and, yeah, expanding.
I'd have to say, personally, I think it's something that is not talked about. I mean, my dad was drafted at 18 for World War II, and he's since passed away, but he never talked about it. You know, I really know nothing about his experience except for some, you know, records. I have cousins that were in Vietnam and have since died, and, you know, I don't know a whole lot. Now I'm kind of wondering, you know, with being involved in this project. But then again, maybe it's a private thing that's not always meant to be shared. I don't know.
One of the things that I have noticed by talking to veterans is their focus oftentimes is protecting each other, protecting
right.
their back, so to speak, and having the entire team that goes in come out. I'm sure that's part of what this book is about.
Very much so, yeah. We won't do a spoiler alert, but...
It's definitely about the relationship of two soldiers
yeah.
and their emotional
the combat
consequences
zone, yeah.
of being in the combat zone.
You know, it makes me think that in our region of the Central Coast, there are a variety of military installations. For example, Camp San Luis Obispo, Vandenberg Air Force Base.
Camp Roberts.
Huge. In the case of Vandenberg, it's almost like a city with all the amenities. And we see military people around all the time. And they're part of the fabric of our life, and that's for sure. What are some of the other aspects that you think that are significant about what's coming up with these events?
What I'd like to mention, I don't think we have yet, where you can get tickets, either the free ones. Again, you can order, if you're a vet or a student, you can order your free ticket by calling Carolyn at 546-3190, and the rest of the general public and community can order their $5 ticket at cpactickets.cuesta.edu, and that's the CPAC is the name of the theater, so you can always look for that online.
Yeah, there's Cal Poly PAC, and then there's the CPAC.
Right, yeah, it's a little confusing.
No one's been there. Some of you might not have been there. It's a beautiful venue, very comfortable. And, of course, seating is limited.
Right. I think we're about halfway sold through now, so I would encourage you to get your tickets now so you're not disappointed.
Just a logistical question. If you're a student or a vet, will they take you at your word on the telephone?
Yeah, no problem.
And there will be free parking.
Yes, free parking is provided in the lot. I believe it's lot 2, which is directly in front of the CPAC. There's a big arch over the building, and that adjacent lot is free.
What are some of the future activities or things that might be coming up in a year from now? What are things that people can look forward to?
Well,
have you made any choices about?
We haven't. We like to get, one of the things we like to do is when we have, you know, 400 people there that night, we ask them to fill out forms, give us suggestions, and email us, whatever, and then we take a serious look at those suggestions. We do try to rotate themes, so we don't like, for example, last year we were very fortunate. We had Orange is the New Black with Piper Kerman, another off-the-charts bestseller focusing on incarceration. and that was a full house. So we probably won't do that kind of a topic again for a while. Maybe something a little lighter.
Well, we look forward to suggestions, and then also, you know, this is an expensive proposition to bring an author, so if any of you are interested in supporting the program, you could contact Cuesta Library for more information about that.
When people want to make donations, who's the fiscal agent for that?
It's actually the Cuesta Foundation or the Cuesta Friends of the Library, which is also part of the foundation. And if you there's a website at the Cuesta site, too, for the foundation. You can make a donation online. You would just want to indicate that it is for Book of the Year so that it goes to that specific program, not the general fund. There's one other thing I thought I wanted to mention, Brian. Besides The Yellowbirds, Kevin Powers has written a book of poetry. I have a copy in front of me, and the title is Letter Composed During a Lull in the Fighting. And there's some overlap in the poems with the novel, but not completely. There are some themes of certainly war and his time spent in Iraq, but he also has some other poems dealing with growing up in Virginia, with his family, with some real general experiences that all of us can relate to. And I believe that he really considers himself a poet and a writer before a veteran.
And that's interesting to know reading The Yellowbirds, because the language is incredibly poetic.
Right, right. And I've heard he's working on either, perhaps both, another collection of poetry and possibly another novel as well.
Have you gotten any feedback from the community so far as to some of the excitement or the buzz?
We do have a lot of book club groups that are following our choice each year. And I know I've heard from them. They're excited and coordinating their readings. They're getting the book club in a box that the public library provides. So that's been good. We also have two or three, I believe they're all English instructors on campus who are having their classes read the book as part of their curriculum and coursework this semester. So getting some of that student perspective in there. So yeah, I think people are excited.
We incorporate Cuesta Book of the Year into our Adult Winter Reading Program each year, and so we have a lot of people reading and commenting on it and saying it's not something they might have picked up on their own, but appreciating having had the encouragement to read it.
Any parting thoughts, ladies?
I'll give my Cuesta email, too, if someone has a comment or a concern. It's dfourie@cuesta.edu. So if you have a question on anything we talked about today and I can help, I'll try to do that.
And we look forward to seeing you at all events at Cuesta and at the San Luis Obispo County Public Libraries.
Wonderful. I look forward to participating in these events as I can. This is Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library, for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we have been joined by Rosalind Perini, Regional Branch Manager for the San Luis Obispo County Library, and Denise Forey, Librarian at the Cuesta College Library, and they are discussing the 7th annual Cuesta College Book of the Year, which this year has a theme of veterans and conflicts with author Kevin Powers, award-winning author, The Yellowbirds, with the big event at Cuesta on March 26th, and many other events leading up to that, workshops, movies. Hope to see you there.